Good evening, everybody. I would like to speak about this evening the few of the halachas regarding passing before a mispalel. So the Gemara in Brachos, it was Daf Yomi a few weeks ago, it says as follows: Rav Ikla lebe Gneva Vitali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav happened to be in the house of the Amora Gneva, and he davened the Tefillah of Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. V'hav Matzli Rav Yomi Be'Abba Al-Chuyid Rav. And also Rav was davening in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya was davening behind Rav. The same Rav, lo paskel etzlusid Rabbi Yirmiya. And Rav finished, and he didn't want to disturb the davening of Rabbi Yirmiya, so he stood in his place. So the Gemara learns out a few things from this Gemara. Number one, shemam yinam mispala odom shel Shabbos be'er Shabbos. A person can daven the tefillah for Kabbalah Shabbos already on Friday. Shemam yinam mispala tamid achori rabbi. We learn another thing, that a Talmud can daven behind his Rebbe. Shemam yinam osel avo connected to mispalanim. And the third thing that we're concerned with this evening is it's osel for a person to pass in front of somebody davening. Okay, so this is passing the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim Kuf Beis, Sif Dalad, Osa Lava Kenegan Mispalanim B'toich Abba Amas. It's Osa to pass, to walk in front, to go into the domain, the four Amas of somebody davening into his four Amas. V'davka Lifneihem, and that stafka in front of them, our b'tzideim, but at the side, mutter lava b'lamud, it's mutter, it's permitted to pass and to stand there. So, if we have a look at the poskim, we can see two main reasons why it's osa to pass in front of somebody davening. So we have the reason of the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says, because when you pass in front of somebody davening, you're going to disturb them. Very straightforward. Shemafsik bein hamispala. The Chai Adam says. No, again, he says. Shemafsik bein hamispala l'shchina. You're going to, when you pass in front of him, you're interposing, you're interrupting between the mispala and the shchina. When a person davens, the shchina is with the person. So when you pass into his four amas, let's say about 2 meters for argument's sake, you're interrupting between the mispala and the shchina, which accompanies a person when a person davens. When you're speaking to a friend, you don't interrupt. Kavachoyma, when a person is davening, you don't want to go into his for amos when a person is speaking for Nemelech Malchei Hamalachim. We have the reason also of the Ma'amar Mordechai. He says that when a person is davening, for you to go into his for amos is wrong. Why? Because you're going to disturb them. So again, we have two reasons why it's forbidden to go into the four amas of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. Either we have the reason of the Chai Adam, because a person, when he's davens, he's got the Shekhinah in front of him, Shekhinah Kenegdoi, or we have the reason of the Ma'amar Mordechai, that you're mevatel his Kavanah. Okay, you're going to negatively impact their Kavanah when you go into their four amas. So let's discuss a few nafkaminas that we have based on these two reasons. Sometimes we have the one reason will apply, sometimes we'll have the other reason will apply. So let's say somebody is davening and he's got a talus over his head, or he's got his eyes closed. So, shchinah kenegdoi, that won't help, because he might have his talus over his head, he might be deep in thought, and he's not going to be disturbed, but the shchinah will still be there, so therefore it won't help. Using that reason, the Be'er Halacha brings this, and he says having the talus over the head is actually an eitzah for kohenim. That we know that the kohenim, they mustn't look at their hands if they have the talus over the head. That will stop them being distracted, and it also stops the rest of the kinah from looking at the kohenim. He says also that a kohen who's got mumin shouldn't duchen, because it's going to encourage people to look at them. So he says if the kohenim have the talus over the head, that will get around that problem. However, because of the reason that you're mevatel the kavana of the mispalel, it won't help Because the reason I'm just going to connect though, it still won't help even if the talus is over the head. So that is the one nafkamina. Shekhinah Kenegdo won't help even if the talus is over the head. What about if this Issa that we've seen in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, does it apply to the Shema? We know it applies to the Shema and Esrei, we see from the Gemara. Well, what if a person is davening Shema? Do we have a similar Issa of going into somebody's four Amos if somebody is saying the Shema? So Shekhinah Kenegdo, that would only be Shaykh to Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei is the idea of speaking to Hashem, an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema is different. It's been Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, so it wouldn't be a problem, Lechaira. If a person is saying Shema, it wouldn't be a problem based on the reason I'm just going to connect it. However, based on the reason that you're going to ruin this Kavanah, that reason would apply even when somebody is saying Shema.
What Kiddush Levana go to boot the Kiddush
Levana? Interesting, maybe. Yeah, good point. The Be'er Halacha brings the Shlau that we should be careful, even when a person is davening Kriya Shema, obviously based on this idea not to disturb. What if there is a mechitza? There is some sort of partition, a barrier, a wall, maybe a French window. So the Eish Avram says that the second reason of Kavanah, that's the main reason over here, that you don't want to get too close to this person who is davening to go into his Arba Amos. The main reason is because you're going to disturb them. They're just going to connect though from the Chai Adam. That is not the main reason. So the Eish Avram, he says that if there would be some sort of mechitza, it would be permitted, it would be mutter to go into the four Amos of somebody davening. However, if Shekhinah Kenegdo, then the mechitza wouldn't help because the Shekhinah isn't disturbed by the fact that there's a mechitza. The Shekhinah is still with the person, even if there is a mechitza in front of somebody davening. What if the person davening has somebody in front of him and you're in front of that person? So you've got a bit of a train over here. You want to pass or equally, you want to step back at the end of your Shemoneh Esrei. And you've got somebody, a couple of tables behind, within four Amos, who is davening. But you've got somebody else behind you. So that person, he's not davening anymore. He's actually waiting to step back because of the person behind him, as you are also. So that person over here, he is between you and the Mispala. So according to the reason of Shekhinah Kenegdo, so it would still be awesome, it shouldn't make a difference. But the Sefer Ishe Yisrael, he says that we can be makel, bearing in mind the main reason is Kavanah, and since we have a barrier of sorts, a human barrier, therefore you're not going to harm his Kavanah because we've got somebody in between, you can step back, and hopefully the person who's davening won't be too disturbed. We have another reason, apart from the Chai Odom, Shekhinah Kenegdo, and the reason of the Man of Mordechai, not to be mevatel, not to negatively impact his Kavanah, we have another reason which is brought by a few of the poskim. It's quite an interesting idea. It's from the Levush. He says that it's also to be lavo mipneham ispalel, and he says davka lifnehem mipneham masik binoy lekoisol. Very interesting idea. He says because when you start passing in front of somebody davening, you're going to walk in front of him. You're going to make a hefsek between him and the wall. There is a halacha that's actually brought from the Gemara, Siman Sadi, that when we daven, ideally there shouldn't be anything which interposes between ourselves and the wall. It's learnt out from Daniel. So really, if we could, we don't have enough walls available in the shul, we should really daven in front of a wall. If there is something kavur in the shul, a bima, something which is fixed, it's not normally a problem. But if you've got somebody who is walking around, this person, he is going to make a hefsek between the mispalel and the wall. He is not necessary. He is not a bima. He's not something kavua. He's not something which is who's part of the shul furniture. He doesn't need to be there. So he would be a human hesek. So that is another reason that we see from the levush not to walk and be masik, make an interruption between somebody who is davening, because we are making a hefsek between the mispalel and the wall. Okay. It's interesting that the Tzitz Eliezer, he explains this levush, and he actually brings a raya from the Rashi in Gemara Brochus that Rav didn't want to step back because Reb Yirmiyah's Talmud was behind him. Rashi says he didn't want to be mafsik bein Reb Yirmiyah ulekosov lava lefonov. So Rashi himself says he didn't want to step back and to be mafsik between Reb Yirmiyah and the wall. Interesting. So we have some sort of raya, quasi raya, that the levush brings from Rashi. So far we've been talking about walking in front of a person. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Osalama Kenegan Amas Palavim, into their Amas, for their four Amas. How about on the side? Or maybe to the front, but also to the side. So far we've only spoken about directly in front of a person. How about to the side? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, he says it's Rak Kenegan, only in front of a person is Osa. And also the Shulchan Aruch says, "Oslava kenegan mispaladim b'tov daladamas." It's only in front of a person. What about to the sides? So, to the sides, the Rishonim, they say the side is permitted, but that's only over here and over here, directly to the sides. But we still have 180 degrees almost unaccounted for. 90 degrees on this side, 90 degrees on this side. So is there a problem? And this is halacha lemaisa, happens the whole time. Is it a problem to walk in front of somebody? I saw on Friday night a gabbai, he wants to go up to prepare kiddush Friday night, and there was somebody davening. So did he do the right thing? He walked up to the person and he thought, you know, I better not. So he went all the way back round the other side of the shul. Was it necessary? He wasn't going to walk in front of the mispalel. He was going to walk to the side, to the periphery of the mispalel. Not directly to the side, which would be, according to the vast majority of poskim, permitted. He was actually going to go into the periphery, to the front, to the side. So he went round the other way. So the Magen Avraham says that whatever will cause a disturbance, that if you're going to walk into the periphery of the mispalel, that he will see you to the sides, so to the front, to the sides, he will be able to see what you're doing, it's awesome. The Elia Rabba is Cholok, he says, no, it's permitted. It is only in front, directly in front, which is a problem. To the side, in front, to the side, to the periphery is not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions. He doesn't paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, he says that the minhag is to be mekel like the Elia Rabba. So the Gabbai who wants to walk past somebody who's a davening Shemoneh Esrei, who wants to walk to his side, it will be okay, according to the Elia Rabba, and that seems to be what the minhag is, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. What about mamash to the side, actually along the side of a person? You're not going to go beyond the side, you're just going to be maybe directly parallel to the mispalel. So here, it's very interesting, we have a machlokas between Nigla and Nista. According to the Rishonim, the Gemara, the Rishonim, Halacha, B'tzideihem is mutter. But there is a Zohar, Pashas Chayasorah, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, that to the side is a problem. It's osa to go along the side. The Zohar says, Man tzali osa lemeva arba amas somachloi. Anybody who's davening is osa to pass four amas near to him. Vukmua lahani arba amas lechol sata balakame. And they understand these four amas are on all sides, including the side, balakame, That's a bit of a problematic expression that the Zohar says, Balakameh, apart from in front of him. So Balakameh, the post can actually understand the Zohar to mean that we have two chumras over here. The Zohar says, number one, to the side is a problem, not only in front, this 180 degree semicircle, but also directly to the side of the problem, and also Balakameh, directly in front, would be us beyond the four amos that we've seen until now from the Rishonim. In directly in front would be a problem even beyond those four amos. So we have two chumras from the Zohar. And the Ben Ish Chai for the Sfaradim, he says that although it's only in front, we should be choshesh for the sides, for the Zohar, even though Mika Adin, based on Nigla, the problem is only in front, but we should be choshesh for the Zohar. The Aruch HaShulchan has a totally different way of understanding the Zohar, but generally the rule is, when we have a machlokas between Nigla and Nista, this is Rabbi Bani Yosef says this, it's from the Radfaz, we go by Nigla. If they are in opposition to each other, we have a Zohar, we have the Shulchan Aruch Halacha, then we go by Nigla. If the Nigla, the Halacha, hasn't said something on a particular matter, and the Zohar is saying something which is not in opposition, then if there's no reason why we can't go with the Zohar, we will. So over here, the Halacha clearly says the sides are okay. Even so, if we can be extra particular for the sides, then that's even better. Okay. Now, a really important shaila. So far we've been speaking mainly about walking in front of somebody who's davening. What about stepping back? Stepping back, you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, you want to step back into the four amos of somebody davening. So, from the Gemara, Rav didn't want to step back into Rabbi Yirmiyah's Arba Amos. That's Sif Hei of Kuf Aleph, he speaks about this. And Mishabura says quite clearly, this is either that you are already, both that you're already in the four amos of the person who is davening, or that by stepping back you'll be entering into his four amos. Equally, there is a problem to step back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that to the sides would be mutter. So now we're talking about stepping back. We're not talking about walking in front of somebody. So you want to step back. So the Mishnah Berurah says that to the side of somebody, I'm over here, somebody is davening over here. So according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, it would be permitted because it's along the side, it's not directly in front, so it wouldn't be a problem. According to the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before, it would be a problem. The Magen Avraham is Machmir. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he says, B'shas Hadchak, what a person can do is, you could, when you're stepping back, move to the side yourself, and that way you could satisfy all opinions, B'shas Hadchak, even the Magen Avraham, who is Machmir. So we have various heterim, because this is halacha, it's halacha lemaisa, it's brought from the Gemara, Medina the Gemara, and also into the Shulchan Aruch, or the poskim, but we do see many times that people are confronted with this shaila. We see people, it would seem, they're not so particular. So we have various heterim. These heterim are mainly brought by the Eshel Avraham, and certainly these heterim are not ideally, we don't ideally want to follow them, but they're certainly a limit zchus. They are certainly something that we can perhaps would help us look favorably upon the conduct of other people. Why maybe people are not always so particular, but this is something that we should ideally try to adhere to if at all possible. What if you've got a table, some sort of partition? The Eshel Avraham, he says, if it's 4 by 10 tefachim, let's say about 32 by 80 centimeters, we could be makel, because based on the assumption that it's not going to disturb the person behind you, bearing in mind that's the main reason not to step into something. It's for Amos, you're going to disturb somebody. If we have some sort of partition, hopefully it won't disturb him. It will be okay. You've got a table like this. That would be the correct height. So that would be number one, heter, to allow a person to step back. The Esh HaAvraham, he has a different understanding of the reason why we're not going to step back or walk in front of a mispalel. So his understanding is not just that he's going to see you, but it's more that he's afraid that you're going to push him or that he's going to be banged into. So if there is some sort of partition, a glass wall, any form of divider, that would be okay. The Esh HaAvraham has a different understanding of this idea of not stepping back and not being mevatel, the kavon of the person who is davening. What if a person has his eyes closed or a talus over his head? So the Esh HaAvraham says it's going to be mutter. The Kaf HaChaim says it's going to be osser for a few reasons. Number one, low plug, it's very hard to measure exactly if his eyes are open, if they're partly open, how engrossed is he in his davening. Number two, even if he can't see you because his eyes are closed, but he can still hear you. So that wouldn't help. And number three, based on the Zohar, Shekhinah Kenegdoi, so that would still be a problem. So therefore, even if his eyes are closed, we should try not to, according to the Kaf HaChaim, step back into the four amos of somebody who is davening.
If all that reason of Shekhinah Kenegdoi, how can the person in front daven with his back to the Shekhinah?
It's in front of every person who is davening.
Individuals.
Every person is davening, the Shekhinah is in front of him.
Maybe in front of me when I'm davening, it's in front of the fellow behind me as well. He said it within his 4 hours, that's where the Shekhinah is.
Yes.
You're not supposed to go into his 4 hours.
Yes.
So presumably, the Shekhinah is behind me when I'm davening.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Don't have to think about it. Okay. Okay, so just very quickly, we've got to running out of time. What if you see a person who doesn't have, he's not having any kavanah anyway. So you see a person and his mind is somewhere else. It's not in the davening. And maybe he's thinking about what he's going to eat for breakfast or for lunch or stuff. But you see anyway, he's not having kavanah. So can you step back? So the Shulchan Aruch says, actually, that if a person doesn't have kavanah, for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, you don't repeat it again. Why not? Because if he didn't have kavanah the first time, he's not going to have it the second, third, fourth, or fifth time. However many times, he's not going to do a better job. So that was already 500 years ago. So how much more so nowadays, we see that we don't have very much kavanah. So maybe this doesn't apply. All these halachas, maybe we can do away with this. We don't need the shiur because people don't have kavanah anyway. So what's the problem? The main reason you're going to be mevatel is kavanah. People don't have kavanah anyway. So the Tzitz Eliezer, based on this, is matter. Now, it's a bit controversial. Most poskim don't go with this. And actually, I spoke to Dan Heimlich before, and he said that, he said, on the contrary, from the fact that a person can continue davening Shemoneh Esrei, even if he didn't have kavanah during the first bracha, and yet he still has a mitzvah to continue, we see that the Shekhinah is still with the person who is davening. So, based on the reason of Shekhinah, then that would be a reason not to disturb a person who is davening. Okay, it's late, what time? 20 past. Okay, the person speak about a few other heterim, but maybe we'll continue another time. Okay, cool.
Very nice, good.